for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Everybody, it's hump day, it's Wednesday, it's Terry and Gad's comedy show, and I'm tripping balls.
What is going on?
Who's that? You got a different voice again today.
Yeah.
Monday we start out with announcer Dustin.
Now we're, hey, what's happening?
What's happening?
I'm tapping out.
Yes, indeed.
How long is this song?
It's 32 minutes. We just let it play half the episode. Yep, how you guys doing? I'm stuffed. I got pizza in my belly.
Pizza now.
Oh, it's good.
Enjoy your delicious moments.
That's right. Is that one of their phrases?
Oh, it's no, on their box. No, it says it on the box.
Okay.
Enjoy your delicious moments at Pizza Now.
I did.
Those were delicious moments. We like the meat.
Oh, man. We got meat and meat and meat. One had three and one had five meats.
Ooh,
the meat
that's
market.
Eight meats.
We had eight meats. That's more.
You ever clap with pizza?
With two pieces of pizza?
Yeah, just clap. Like, not just once, but like, you know, just give an applause with two slices of pizza.
No.
It's an exhilarating feeling.
I want to try that sometime. It'd probably be better with cold pizza. It'd be less messy.
Yeah.
But I do like to stack them on top of each other to where it's like a pizza sandwich.
Uh-huh.
And you got crust on each side.
Like an open-sided calzone.
Basically an open-sided calzone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a calzone.
Mm-hmm.
I ask people if it's a calzone or a calzone.
Mm-hmm.
They call it a calzone. Mario. Oh, it's a me, a Mario.
Some people ask
calzone.
Me calzone, calzone. I say pizza pocket.
Is it a pizza or a pizza pie? And then I pulled out a handful of change at the store the other day, and I had some picks, some guitar picks.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady
toothpicks.
Said, oh. Oh, just guitar picks for this time. He's like, oh, is that a toothpick? No, it's a guitar pick. He's like, oh.
Toothpicks are tough to
carry in
your pocket.
You get poked with those sometimes unless they're wrapped like a paper wrap toothpick. But still,
yeah,
if they're pointy. And so she said, oh, have you been playing? I said, no, I just always have a lot of picks in my pocket. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, you're a pickpocket. I said, yeah. I'm a pickpocket. Look out. I'll steal your stuff. And she's like, oh, I know you well enough to know that you wouldn't steal my stuff. I said, well, now you know I'm a pickpocket, so fuck, how do you know?
Yeah, I know.
And she didn't believe me, so I stole her shit. I stole her rice and cigarette and planted it in her kid's meal.
That is, I like to play with rice. Rice, and they used that in The Princess Bride, too, didn't they?
Rice and beans.
They used that in there.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
I once again still have not seen The Princess Bride. I know, I should watch it, huh? I'm too busy watching.
Have you ever seen The Neverending Story?
No.
What about The Neverending Story 2? Do you like watching movies out of order? Like, does it, like,
if I've already seen them, it's okay.
All right.
But if they're initial viewings, I'd like to watch them in order.
Well, if it were like Howling 3 came on TV and you hadn't seen Howling 1 or 2, would you watch it?
Yeah, because they're so old. Yeah, probably.
But you wouldn't know what was going on, would you?
Well, I seen the Howling 1.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't see 2?
I probably seen 4, too.
Oh.
Dee Wallace, right?
I don't know.
No
I
relation
don't,
to
I don't really
Wallace.
Whatever. I've never really seen him.
What? She turns into a werewolf.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. I've never really been a werewolf returning movie fan. Like,
no.
What was that other one around that time? The American Werewolf in London.
And Teen Wolf.
Well, Teen Wolf, those. I don't know if that's a horror genre or.
That's a black comedy.
Mm-hmm. So what's going on with QT these days? Remember when he got all upset, Quentin, when his script got leaked and then he read it? They did a live read on the internet.
I didn't know that. I heard that he was pissed, but I didn't know they did a live read thing.
Oh, and then he said, oh, well, fuck it.
Not going to make the movie.
Read.
So now he's not going to make the movie?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering.
I don't see why it's such a big deal about leaking shit.
Well, leaking shit?
That's a different
you
story.
You probably should get that checked out.
That just depends on where you're at in life. If your shit's leaking, you might need to get the pens. To get brown ones.
That's camouflage. White with the brown stripe.
That's right.
The pre-racer stripe. That's why I get my stuff at the Goodwill.
Really? You're in Japan?
Pre-striped underwear.
I get my fruit stripe gum there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Huh.
Yeah, they did a live reading of The Hateful Eight at a theater in downtown LA for $200 a ticket.
What? God damn. People's people.
I
wish I could get people to pay $200 to come in a room and get like 200 people to do it.
If you live read his script, you might.
Okay, let's do that. I could barely get people's people to put in $5 in the tip jar.
Hey,
speaking of that, don't forget tomorrow or whenever you're hearing this on Thursday, we'll have the next episode of Stories on One Leg all the way from Austin, Texas with Chris Castles. And he's coming up here to visit, and it just happens to be on the weekend when we're doing the Denny's show. So June 27th, Chris Castles will be Grand Slam Comedy up with us. So that's something to look forward to.
Oh, yeah.
It's a month and a half away, but hey, Chris Castles. Robert Plant came into his restaurant and he hung out with him.
Robert Plant?
Yeah. But they didn't talk to each other, but he was in the same room with him.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, unless you're Gary Busey, you're not really going to talk to a plant.
Well, Robert Plant.
Yeah.
One time I bought a rubber plant. A rubber tree plant. I wonder if his middle name is Tree.
Mm-hmm.
Or Ree. Robert Ree. Robert Ree Plant. Rubber tree plant. Rubber tree plant.
Yep.
Robert Tree Plant.
When he did the live read, he had people like
Jeff Goldblum.
Nope, he had people like
Mike Madsen.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then he had people like
David Carradine back from the dead.
No, Samuel L. Smaxson.
Uma Thurman.
Tim Roth. Kurt Russell. Walter Goggins and Bruce Dern.
Oh, Bruce Dern. He's back again now from Monday's episode. We were just talking about Bruce. God darn it. Darn it. Darn it all to hell.
Do you like animals?
I like cats.
Do you like peacocks?
I guess I don't really have anything. I'm neutral on peacocks.
Really? Have you ever seen one in live?
Not in real life. I pee out of my cock.
You've never met a peacock that you didn't like?
I've never met a peacock, period.
What about Mrs. Peacock? Have you ever played her in Clue?
I killed her in Clue once.
Really?
With the knife in the library.
What?
Mrs. Peacock. No, I've only seen peacocks on TV.
Oh.
I have a
that one's 28 years old, that version of the peacock.
I have a peacock feather.
Do you?
In my camper.
What do you do with it?
It just hangs around. Actually, it belongs to a little boy that used to hang out with us, our godson. And by the way, I think I forgot to mention on Monday's show that Sunday was little Jaden Johnson's fourth birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
So happy birthday, Jaden. If you listen to this in the future, because this is like a total time capsule, this was like 4 days after your birthday, and I still couldn't see you because your mom's a crazy bitch. Maybe she'll be in prison when you listen to this, and then we can hang out and be friends again.
What's your favorite fast food breakfast?
I hate fast food breakfasts, but if I got to choose something that's going to fucking traverse through my body in a matter of seconds and need me to pee out my butt real quickly, it's going to be a McGriddle.
A McGriddle?
I love those. The taste.
What's
of
on
them.
Those?
It's a maple syrup drenched bun, pancakes kind of on for buns with sausage and bacon and.
Lady, you got pancakes for buns?
Something like that. You got pancake titties, pancake buns. I don't think they're actually pancakes, but they're maple syrup infused buns.
All right.
Mm-hmm. It's a McGriddle.
All right, and then what's on it? Egg.
Eggs and meat and sausage and bacon.
Wow.
Something, I don't know. Hmm. It'll fucking make you poop in 40 minutes.
What about those enormous breakfast sandwiches over at Burger King?
I haven't hit those yet.
It's like a long hoagie bun thing.
Oh, I don't know. Last I heard, Burger King was serving Spam burgers in Japan.
Dude, they're now serving burgers for breakfast. I always thought you could get burgers at breakfast time anyway.
I don't think you could.
Really?
Not at McDonald's, I don't think.
Mm. Well, McDonald's is not doing that, but they're serving breakfast at night times in some locations. So you could get your McGriddle on
any time
during the
day.
Dinner on.
See, and I think that Jack is going to revolutionize that fact because Jack in the Box likes to serve anything anytime.
Yeah.
Just because you should be able to choose, man. You know, like Devo said, freedom of choice. That's mm-hmm. what you want. Freedom of choice is what you got. The song's still going. So this was a
What's
first.
What's your favorite part of the song?
This song?
Yeah.
Where you can kind of hear him talking like he is right now, and he says something weird like, "Why don't you go upstairs and make me a sandwich?" Which any fucking stoner druggie has said that to mm-hmm. their girlfriend or wife at sometimes. Mm-hmm. Quit bugging me. Just fucking go upstairs and make me a sandwich. Oh, you must be hanging out in the basement. I understand. Go upstairs and make me a sandwich.
Yeah. Unless you have a kitchen on the second floor.
You could have a kitchen upstairs. That would be weird, though.
I've never been anywhere where they had the kitchen on the upstairs.
It's like upstairs we have two bedrooms and the kitchen. The dining room is unfortunately downstairs, so the servants have to carry all the plates of food down the stairs.
Yeah.
We had a dumb waiter, but he was so dumb we fired him. Hey, dumb waiters, I bet they have kitchens that are upstairs because maybe the dumb waiter takes the food up to the upper yeah. quarters. Whatever they are, I think they're dumb because people don't use them anymore.
Yeah. Well, you put food on there and then it would go if you got your kitchen downstairs or something like that.
Yeah. Dumb. I don't understand why they called it a dumb waiter.
Because he doesn't. He's not very smart. All he can do is take food upstairs.
Now, why did you call him a he? Oh, because it's a waiter, not a waitress. Why didn't they call him dumb waitresses?
I don't know.
Because that would be a fucking offensive. And then the next thing you know, some kid heard it at his house after watching an old slave movie, and he goes in, "Hey, look, they got dumb waitresses here too." Don't say that.
Mm-hmm.
Look, there's a nigger. Don't say that. I had a friend who had a kid that said that, unbeknownst to him.
Because, mm-hmm.
you know, where he grew up, there wasn't many black people.
Yeah.
And he'd heard his older brother say that N-word a few times. And then when one of them came through the door, he couldn't help but exclaim, "Hey, there's one of them N-word things." No, he just said, "Hey, there's a blank." I already said it once. I'm not saying it again. Nigger.
Hey, do you like celebrities?
Some.
Do you like conspiracies?
Some.
Did you know Michael Jackson and LaToya Jackson are the same persons?
Some. No, I didn't know that. What's your proof?
That's a conspiracy theory. And all conspiracy theories are true.
I don't know if I could believe that. I mean, I believe that Michael and LaToya are the same
person. What, do you believe it's a
person.
Conspiracy theory that I'm just putting it on?
No, I believe that it's possible, but I don't believe that all conspiracy theories are true. Because that's a conspiracy theory.
Maybe it's just a conspiracy theory, I'm saying.
Did you see that picture recently that surfaced of a fucking Sasquatch riding Nessie?
What?
Yeah.
That happened?
It's totally not Photoshopped. It looks almost just like that original old school photo of Nessie.
Of Nessie, yeah.
With that original old school photo of fucking Bigfoot going like. But he's just on her back.
And it's that like, is funny.
It was funny because you could tell.
Yeah.
And it said, this is real. It's totally not Photoshop.
Mm-hmm.
Some people could see that and go, oh, it said it wasn't. It's real. It said it wasn't Photoshopped. It has to be real.
I saw a picture of Ryan Gosling wearing a picture of Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell the difference?
No, but then I saw Macaulay Culkin wearing a shirt that had that image on there. So Macaulay Culkin was wearing a shirt that had...
Ryan Gosling wearing a Macaulay Culkin uh-huh. shirt. And yep. then it just kept going into itself forever.
They should have. I should have.
See, Pete Holmes has been trying to get Ryan Gosling on his show, but I think it's kind of a bit that they do, and it's probably not Ryan Gosling that calls back.
Like the Matt Damon bit on Kimmel?
Kinda. And they so he calls him, come on, Ryan Gosling, just come on my show, man, and then he'll say something to get him riled up. And then he'll come back and call him and say, I'm not coming on your show because that's gross.
Mm-hmm.
No, but then he says stuff like, you could tell it's not really him. It's someone making fun of him. Just change your number, Ryan Gosling, or come on the show. So we should do that. We should choose a celebrity that we really want to get on the show. We should just start calling him. First, we'll start.
We did that with Pat.
Well, yeah, he's not a celebrity anymore.
Then we tried with Jared.
Yeah, I'm talking.
And then he answered.
I'm talking celebrity to come on mm-hmm. the show. Like
George, what about
George Clooney?
Will Smith?
John Goodman? One of those three. Either Will Smith, George Clooney, or John Goodman. Which one would you pick? First, we're going to start by Twitter bombing them.
Which one would I actually like to talk to?
Sure.
What was the third one?
John Goodman, George right. Clooney, or Will Smith with two Fs.
You know what those three have in common?
I don't.
All but one of them was on Roseanne.
All but one of them? Dude, I saw a 1986 George Clooney with a mullet.
Yeah,
in a movie called High School Horrors or Sorority High School.
I know what movie you're talking about.
Yeah, he was a cop. He yeah. played a cop, and then he walked off the set. Mm-hmm. I watched that because I saw a link on the internet that said top 20 movies that have covers, VHS covers that will fool you. It has nothing to do with the show.
Oh, yeah.
When really it kind of does, but like mm-hmm. it doesn't really. Like Sorority... Whatever it was, High School Horrors had.
Is that the one with the cheerleader skeletons on the cover? Yep.
Yep, that's the one.
Yeah, I remember that movie. Yeah. There was a lot of them back then, though, that didn't... that was the heyday of the VHS...
Sorority high
rental
school
places.
Yeah.
When over in where I grew up, it was the M&R video at that time. They came in, and they had all those crazy videos, like the old... Shocking Asia and Faces of Death,
one,
and
two,
then they
and
had all you know enough of the stock that they would get in those 80s campy horror movies.
Yeah.
Sleepaway Camp.
Ours was the Video Outlet,
mm-hmm.
right across the street there.
Dude, your town, how many people live there? 1,000?
1,700
oh,
now.
Okay.
We've
okay.
almost doubled it.
You guys had a drive. You guys had delivery rental place up until
yeah.
recently. A,
yeah.
a video rental place that delivered.
Yeah, because it's a small area to cover, you know. But
certainly,
hey, you could just call up and say, "Hey, bring me Ace Ventura, Pet Detective." All right, I'll bring it right over. That'll be $3.
Mm-hmm.
5 days. No, but he had like one of the largest selections that has now been sold and closed, and now it's a hair salon. I think there's only one video rental store
oh,
in
hair
town.
Salon.
Yeah, you can get your haircut at the Video Outlet. Mm.
Now it's yeah, called, I bet they probably show you a movie while you're getting your hair done.
No, because now it's the Trading Post Salon.
Mm.
You know that place that they built across yeah. from with the teepee?
I thought about opening up a Trading Post.
What would you trade? Just posts?
I don't know. Sell some of my old shit.
I've been trading
I don't
posts
use anymore.
I've been trading posts on Facebook with my friends.
You trade them?
Yeah, I'll post something and then then I'll copy and paste it and send it to them and they'll post it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trading post.
That used to go on MySpace. Remember? I'll put up a flyer on your page. You could put up one on mine.
Yeah, we're trading pastes.
Mm-hmm.
We're copying, pasting, and trading posts.
Yep.
Trading posts. Here's a first time ever event.
What, MySpace?
No, but I still get emails saying, check out fucking Dustin Gatchel's MySpace.
What, for me?
No, but people close I've been posting a lot.
I've just got privacy settings.
One of the most recent ones was, check out Carl Sundberg's new MySpace page. No, he barely goes to Facebook. He's not doing that. You're just trying to get. But in Denver, though, they got cops who are on the case now trying to find people who stole marijuana.
Wow.
Now, back in the day, they would be after the people who had the marijuana for having it. But thieves took 25 plants in a 30-minute burglary. They took $12,000 worth of marijuana in 25 minutes. Oh, wait, 30 minutes. That's a pretty good... They took it from the chronic therapy grow house. Oh, my God. And they were caught on video, too. But now the cops are actually doing their job and trying to find the people who stole the marijuana rather than arresting the people that it was stolen from. So that's a good thing to look up to.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so. But who will get the marijuana in the end, though? I bet you it's cops.
No, I bet it'll go back to the people. I mean, because the grower is for a medical facility.
Yeah, all right.
And now they're set back 3 to 6 months, and patients now have to suffer.
3 to 6 months. See, that's why you always, if you got one garden going on, you have two backups.
You need to have two, at least.
Yep, two backup.
What are gardens. You guys, fucking stupid? What is it, your first day?
Is that your first day? Did you know Nicolas Cage is a vampire who's been alive since the 1800s?
I don't believe that.
It's a conspiracy theory, dude. It's true. Why would they call it a conspiracy theory if it wasn't true?
But just because some people don't believe it, that means it could be true.
Yeah.
I heard a conspiracy theory that Jesus was a vampire.
What? I heard a conspiracy theory that Jesus.
I heard that too. I heard.
See, not everybody believes. Does that make it a conspiracy theory?
It is.
All right.
I heard a conspiracy theory that God.
Did you know? Did you know that Clint Eastwood is the son of Stan Laurel?
I did, Hardy. Not hardly. He's the son of Laurel, not Hardy.
Oh.
Not hardly. No.
Did you know Michael Jackson was chemically castrated by anti-acne drug he took when he was 12?
Because it was no bigger than the zit?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, I popped my penis. Oh, dang it. I thought that was cum, but it was just fucking mucus. It was just zit cream.
I saw a show the other day. You ever watch Black Ninja?
No, that's racist against Asians. No, just kidding. I've never seen Black Ninja.
It's a show on Adult Swim, yeah.
I've heard of it, yeah.
And they just go around calling each other ninjas.
What's up, my ninja?
Yep.
That's cool. I was going to try to do that for part of my set.
Ninja, please.
Oh, ninja.
And then, yeah, they did one the other day that was just a total setup of how Michael Jackson, how he was a really the white child, but he could sing. So they tried to make him black, and then later they Black Ninja convinced him to...
get white again.
No, gradually get white, starting with just his nose. so the public will get used to it and accept him.
And they bleached it so hard that it fell off.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, and they said, and you got to do something. You got to do something that you're gonna believe that you can believe in too. You know, to give back. You know, you can get. You know, you can. There's charity and schools and kids. And he's like, that's it. I'll spend my entire life giving back to kids.
Oh my God, that was pretty funny. That is funny.
Black Ninja. I'd never even heard of it.
I've heard of it, but I've never seen any clips or anything like that. But so I didn't know what the premise was or anything like that.
I couldn't tell you about the premise. That might have just been a standalone episode. You need two shows to get a premise.
I was telling Gatch before we got on the air here that I saw our good friend Derek Terrell over the weekend, and I forgot to tell you, he told me a funny black joke.
All right.
He said, you know why black folks are always taller?
Because
they're Negroes.
Hmm.
Their knee.
That does make sense. Their That's knee. Stan.
Their knee huh. grows.
Is that why Stan got knee implants?
Yeah.
He and he wanted to play basketball?
He put his testicles in his kneecaps.
That was one of the more bizarre South Park episodes.
You know why Indians were here first?
Why?
Because they had reservations.
Oh, yep.
How does Moses make his tea?
With a teepee.
He brews it. I'm reading a book about anti-gravity. I can't put it down.
I bet you can't.
A dyslexic man walks into a bra. These are some puns that I found from Mac Chase. He didn't write them, but he shared them, and they're funny.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to catch some fog. I missed. PMS jokes aren't funny, period.
You know what's coming back?
No.
Syphilis.
Ouch.
I heard it's on the rise. Watch out, everybody.
Damn.
Syphilis is on its way back.
You know what's pointless?
Pencils.
Broken pencils.
I never roll up my pencils.
I did a theatrical performance about puns. It was a play on words. I didn't like my beard at first, then it grew on me. I stayed up all night to see where the sun went, and then it dawned on me.
Have you ever been to Lake Bell?
Fuck, I hate that bitch. She's
How do you know it's a chick?
I don't, just because if you have a name named Lake, Ricky Lake, I don't know, Ricky Lake Bell, or Lake Bell.
Lake Bell.
I don't know, dude. Tell me what. Tell me.
Lake Bell, it is a chick.
Well, how'd you know?
I looked it up. But there also is a Lake Bell in Florida.
Oh, figures. Crazy Floridians.
Yep. I know they had a lake one time that just became an actress.
Really? It wasn't Ricky Lake either, was it?
Yep, she was in a movie called A Good Old Fashioned Orgy.
Ricky Lake or Lake Bell?
Lake Bell.
Oh.
Ricky well, Lake Bell.
A Good Old Fashioned Orgy?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's on Netflix.
She was also on Children's Hospital and also in No Strings Attached.
Huh.
And Million Dollar Arm, that new movie with John Bacon.
There's a guy in my town that only has one arm, and I feel bad when he's carrying stuff and I wave at him. I said that. It was kind of a spinoff of Mitch Hedberg's joke, but we were in the bar, and Kelly from the antique store was walking by. He has one arm, and he had something in his other arm he was carrying. And so to my wife, I said, I feel bad waving at Kelly when he's carrying stuff. She's like, Kelly who? I said, Kelly Corbett. She's like, oh, honey, that's mean. Don't wave at strangers. They might not have a hand. They think you being cocky.
Cocky! What if you're cocky and cockeyed? Is that possible?
Whoa, that song's still going?
You gonna go see that movie Million Dollar Arm with John Bacon?
I didn't know about it, but I might.
Are you a John Bacon fan?
I don't know who John Bacon is.
John Hamm?
Oh, I thought you meant Kevin's brother. No. Mad Men.
What? No?
I'm not gonna go see it. Probably. Oh. I don't really go to the movies very much.
Plus, it's a sports movie, right?
I guess. If it is, then I'm definitely not going to go see it.
But it's got all your favorite actors in it.
Who?
Bill Paxton.
Okay. He's my favorite.
Alan Arkin.
No, you Arkin be kidding me.
Suraj Sharma.
I don't.
Madhur Mittal.
I don't know who that is.
It also has Asif Manvi in it.
Oh, fuck. Well, I don't know any of those people.
You don't know who Asif Manvi is?
No, dude. Stop it.
I bet you know him if you knew him.
I'd know him if I seen him. I wouldn't see him if I knew him. We're going to Cape Coral, Florida right now, where parents and teachers are upset about kids drinking. They're playing a new game. It's like Pong. But it's called Jews versus Nazi beer pong.
Well, how do you play beer pong?
Well, you set up cups on a table and you throw a ping pong ball and then it goes in the cup or something. I don't know exactly what the rules
bong
are.
Bong pong?
Beer bong.
Bong pong.
How do you play bong pong?
Yeah.
You have to have a lot of bongs. You gotta have, like, you ever play ping pong?
Yeah.
That's with my Chinese friend. Oh, you wanna play ping pong? No, but they play Jews versus Nazi beer
all
pong.
Right.
It's this
I used
version
to play
of
tic-tac-toe version. Of
the
that.
Traditional nine-cup triangle player that they usually use is traded in for a swastika and a Star of David. So
all
it's
right.
Jews versus Nazis.
All right.
Rabbi said, "I like to look at the world as a beautiful place." So my first assumption is, let's just assume it's children that are immature with no ill intent, not trying to be malice, just trying to be funny.
Yeah, that's a safe thing to assume, right?
I guess, but more than 1,600 people retweeted a post with a picture of the game claiming that it's being played at the high school parties, and why are high schoolers drinking beer anyway? Fucking Jews and Nazis, I tell you. And then you got this fucking dude who stole a bunch of shit and then he posted it on, or no, he was, sorry, he probably did steal some shit, but what he did is he was selling drugs, and then he posted it on Facebook.
Ah, that's where you want to post it.
Check me out. I'm selling drugs. And the life of the drug dealer and how easy it is for him to sell drugs. And then he got arrested.
And then he got arrested.
His bail was $55,000.
That's my favorite ZZ Top song.
And then he got arrested.
Yep.
Is that the name of the song?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a good one.
And then she got arrested.
So yeah, that was in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Which is a funny name. I'm going to save a port.
Is that on the coast?
Port St. Lucie. It must be on the port. Port St. Lucie. Old St. Lucie. So we'll save a Port St. Lucie for next episode on Friday. That's it for Crazy Floridians today. We have no crazy Oregon stories. You got any crazy Oregon stories?
No. How's that one show been going, the Game of Thrones?
Dude, I hate it. I don't think I've never watched it, and I think I hate it. Because people post stuff about it all the time,
oh,
and I
man.
Think that this show's a lot
people
of floppy.
People always go, oh, I can't believe I didn't get into it until now.
Am I going to say that if I watch it?
I don't know.
Is it set in
I've
the fucking
it,
olden?
So I don't know.
Isn't it set in olden times, medieval times?
Olden times.
Doesn't it have incest and floppy wieners?
I don't even think it's of this world. It's total like
fantasy.
It's like Lord of the Rings type of like Middle Earthian.
It's like the Vordor. Mordor?
Yeah, something like that, I think.
So you don't know if it's set in the past or in the future?
Yeah. Here's No, it's set in the past or something. It's not even set on Earth, I don't think. Fictional land.
Are you sure? Well, see, that's why I can't get into it then.
Some fictional land.
That's not...
There's dragons and stuff, dude.
It's a
Everybody's
fantasy.
Waiting for the dragons, but they never come. Just big floppy dicks.
Oh, so they're on heroin. It's a metaphor for being addicted to heroin.
Yeah.
They're chasing the dragon.
Mm-hmm.
And it never comes until the end when it comes on their face.
You know that in Oregon, drivers must yield to pedestrians who are standing on the sidewalk?
Well, you shouldn't be driving on the sidewalk anyway.
No, you got to yield when you're on the road. If you see someone standing on the sidewalk, you have to yield to them.
If they're trying to cross?
No, you just got to yield to them.
So just stop in the road.
Yep. If you see someone on the sidewalk,
God, that's dumb.
Stop.
I'm not going to do it. I refuse. Okay, this Game of Thrones.
One may not test their physical endurance while driving a car on a highway.
That's illegal?
Yep. They test your physical endurance while driving on the highway, so you can't like see how long you can drive.
I do push-ups when I'm driving. Sometimes I'll have an arm wrestling match with my friend. The Game of Thrones is set on the fictional continent of Westeros and Essos.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there is no continent. But they're on Earth, right? It's just a fictional continent on Earth? Or is it like a fictional continent on a fictional
See, not only does the
planet.
Series lack real content, it lacks real continents. I don't even want to talk about it.
It is illegal. For babies to be carried on the running boards of a car.
Oh, I would hope so, dude. That's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Dangerous Dan.
It is, a door on a car may not be left open longer than necessary.
I did that just yesterday. Don't tell. Oh, shit, I posted it on Facebook. Now I'm going to jail.
An adult may not show a minor any piece of classical artwork which depicts sexual excitement.
No boners for you. Mm-hmm. Or like an engorged clitoris.
Yep.
Huh. What about devil worshiping? Is that against the law? Are these just Oregon no. laws?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Here's one. Never mind. No, here's one.
Give it to me.
Drivers may not pump their own gas.
Hey, I know that.
Dishes must drip dry.
I sometimes bust out the hairdryer.
It is illegal to whisper dirty things in your lover's ear during sex. It is not illegal to whisper dirty things in your children's ear during sex.
You want me to fucking ass, don't you? Yeah, you like that, don't you?
You can't eat ice cream on Sundays. Have you ever done that?
I just did yesterday.
Illegal.
Going to jail. I'm going to stick it in your ass now, you little kid.
One may not bathe without wearing suitable clothing.
Is it okay to call your wife a little kid and tell her she wants it in the ass when you're fucking her?
Canned corn is not to be used as bait for fishing.
I've done that.
Me too.
Sometimes I use corn can.
In Eugene, it is illegal to attend a car race on Sundays.
That's why they moved the Speedway to Lebanon.
It is legal to conduct a horse race or a symphony concert.
Illegal?
This is legal here.
Well, then why are they telling you that? We already know. It's
you
legal.
You can't juggle in Hood River without a license.
Huh.
In Klamath River, you ever been there?
No.
It's illegal to walk down a sidewalk and knock a snake's head off with your cane.
I've done that. But I was in Brownsville, though, so it doesn't count.
In Marion County, you cannot eat a donut.
Donut?
you cannot eat a donut and walk backwards on a city street.
Who made this shit up, dude? This is fake shit. In Brownsville, you cannot smoke crack on a Tuesday afternoon with a black man at the gas station.
I've done three of those things.
On a Wednesday, you can't play heavy metal music in a car wash.
In Marion County, ministers are forbidden from eating garlic or onions before delivering a sermon.
What about garlic knots?
No, they're not.
You cannot eat garlic knots from pizza now or ever.
In Portland, it's illegal for a wedding ceremony to be performed at a skating rink.
Okay, I won't do that.
In Portland, it is illegal to whistle underwater. Can you whistle underwater?
Yeah. You got a tub? I can't do it in a shower.
It is illegal to wear roller skates in restrooms. It was pretty good. I almost got it.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm tired of those jokes. Wait, they're not jokes. They're laws.
No one may attempt to cause someone to think that their property may be subjected to offensive physical contact.
Propject?
Mm-hmm.
You really tried to make a... What do you call it? A compound word out of like seven words.
In Salem, women may not wrestle.
Fucking bullshit. I seen some bitches wrestling in Salem like they were roller derby wrestling.
In Springfield, it is illegal to own a reptile within the city limits unless you are a school or city.
Unless you are a city.
Yep.
Okay. I am Portland. I own a fucking iguana. My name is Portland.
Stanfield. Have you ever been over there? Stanfield, Oregon?
No, I stood in a field, though.
It is against the law for animals to have sex in the city limits.
It's also illegal in Brownsville to watch Sex in the City on HBO. Cityo. It's Sex in the Cityo. I am Antonio Banderas, and this is Sex in the Cityo.
In Stanfield, no more than two people may share a single drink.
Stanfield is in Oregon?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure it's not in Massachusetts?
In Yamhill, it is illegal to predict the future.
Yamhill, is that next to Stanfield?
I'm not sure, but can you believe you cannot predict the future?
What if you accidentally did, and it came true, then you go to jail? Or you just get arrested?
No, just even predicting it. You can't even say what you're going to do tomorrow.
Yeah, but predicting
because
the
future... Because that's predicting the future. Like, I'm going to go to the store tomorrow. Well, no, you're not. You're arrested.
Well, what if you incorrectly predict? That shouldn't be against the law.
It's against the law just to predict.
Huh. Well, I don't like that law.
I don't like that law.
I predict that I'm not going to go to Stanfield or Yamhill. Stanfield. Yam.
It is illegal in Iowa to stand in someone else's pudding.
I thought you were going to say field.
Nope.
Well, that's crazy.
Did you know in Iowa, one-armed piano players must perform for free?
I don't wave at those people because they can't wave back. And a one-armed piano player is not going to be as good as a two-armed piano player.
You can't charge for it.
And they have to work twice as hard.
Yep.
88 keys, 5 fingers.
You know, in Iowa, kisses may not last for more than 5 minutes.
What about those kiss-offs where they kiss for 48 hours?
Can't kiss off on air.
Yeah.
For how long? 48 hours?
Yeah, lip locked.
No.
Yeah.
Who could do that?
People do it. Look
no
it up.
Way.
It was on Happy Days.
You'd have to train for that thing.
Oh, yeah. Mary Lou and Richie.
Mm-hmm. Richie Valens.
Richie.
Mary Lou. Mary Lou.
Richie Cunningham.
Oh.
Richie Cunningham. Oh, sorry. You know, on Happy Days. His girlfriend, Mary,
mm-hmm.
they kissed for like 48 hours.
Hmm. To win a car or something?
You win a night at a motel so you can finish the deed. See if you can fuck for 48 hours. Hey, did you know that in Massachusetts, they still have black mass?
Really?
A satanic black mass will be held at Harvard on Monday. Despite objections of religious and educational leaders, the satanic ceremony, which is being organized by the Harvard Extension Cultural Studies Club and the Satanic Temple, is set to take place at an on-campus bar.
Huh.
Complaints are founded in metaphysical concerns.
Yeah.
And this is a simple disagreement with regards to how faith is practiced. If someone's allowed to say hallelujah and praise Jesus, then why can't they say Hail Satan? But Harvard President Drew Faust,
certainly,
he thinks it's flagrantly disrespectful and inflammatory. But the organizers do have the right to proceed.
But just as you throw out there, just as if you were saying praise Jesus all fort and mighty.
Yeah.
If you say that, you're subject to people like getting upset and being critical of you, right?
Right.
Same thing if you say, oh, hey, Satan.
I saw a lady just yesterday, one of my friends on Facebook said, by the way, to anyone who's concerned, when I say Hail Satan, it's a joke, just as much as it would be if I said Hail Jesus, which she's getting herself off the hook, but then she's probably also offending those people who think that Jesus should be hailed. But the Catholic Church has also condemned this black mass, but the Archdiocese of Boston will hold a holy hour at 8 p.m. in response to the black mass. Like it's going to equal things
black
out.
Black mass.
Sounds like a song, doesn't it? In Cambridge,
black
mass.
Black mass.
In Cambridge, mass. A satanic black mass.
Black mass.
At Harvard on Monday.
Yeah, if you got a black mass, you should get that removed.
Yeah, it could be a...
cancerous.
Or it could be malignant.
Yep. Did you know in Marshalltown, Iowa, horses are forbidden to eat fire hydrants?
I don't think that their teeth can handle that.
They must have used to have fire hydrants made out of hay.
Hey, that's a good idea.
That would not work very well.
How could water come out of the hay, though?
I don't know.
Hey, maybe it was a water tree plant.
You know who likes hay?
Horses.
Archie's friend. Fonzie.
Who's Archie?
Archie Cunningham.
Arnold? Richie?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Jughead, Archie's friend. You know, Fonzie. No.
Yeah.
That was not a spinoff. That was Laverne and Shirley. Mork and Mindy.
And did you ever watch Mork and Mindy?
Joni and Chachi. Of course I did. I watched all of Happy Days' spinoffs, which included Mork and Mindy, Laverne and Shirley, and Joni and Chachi, which, oddly enough, all spinoffs from Happy Days was two people's names. Mork and Mindy, Laverne and Shirley, Joni and Chachi, Terry and Gatch. This is the next show.
You should tell Derek to make sure he doesn't look at moose from an airplane, because that's illegal.
In Alaska?
Yep.
Oh, he's going to win Survivor, though, because his mommy said so.
It is considered an offense to push a live moose out of a moving airplane.
Well, I wonder who did that. Somebody did that, and they're like, that's it. That's got to be against the law. We're passing the law. Do not attempt to stop the chain of your chainsaw with your hands or your genitals. That's against the law.
Here's the law.
Breaking the law. Breaking the law.
In this place, clowns beware.
Clowns be like, what? What are clowns doing against the law?
Huh?
What are clowns doing against the law? Clowns beware?
Yep, that's the law summary. It just says clowns beware.
What?
That's no, the law.
Beware of what?
Beware. If you're a clown, just beware.
Of? Come on, bro.
Everything.
Beware?
Mm-hmm.
Where? Clowns all be like, they beware? Where they be? Clowns all be like, hey, you know.
In Juneau, Alaska.
In Juneau?
In Juneau, Alaska. Owners of flamingos may not let their pet into barbershops.
Are you kidding me?
Can't bring your flamingo into a barbershop. What's the world coming to?
They only stand on one leg. I mean, you'd think that they don't take up very much room. Flamingos on one leg. It's a new podcast.
In Nome, Alaska, you can't roam the town with a bow and arrow.
Hey, is there any laws for Homer, Alaska? Because that's where Derek's moving to Homer.
Homer, Alaska.
Not Nome. I said, you moving to Nome or Homer?
Isn't that where people move when they're running from the law?
Yeah, he might be. He got rear-ended on the freeway. Oh, shit. What's in Hunter's CD player today?
I'm going to guess.
It should be in the back of your mind without even thinking about it.
Motley Crue.
Oh, no. But that's cool. Cool. It's close. It starts with an M.
All right. Ministry.
That's close, too, because it starts with an M.
But honey.
Monster Magnet. I kind of gave it away because we were listening to Monster Magnet earlier because it made me think of it because he's listening to Super Judge today, which my friend Jacob Carley was driving across the desert listening to Super Judge the other day and asked.
Oh, Super Judge, that album. Yeah, it's great.
It is. Twin Earth. Great.
Yep.
And so he asked for another. He was listening to Super Judge and he said, what else should I listen to as I cross the desert? And I said, Sky Valley by Caius, you should listen to. But I'm still going on listening to the records by the bands that I have gotten a free shirt in the last week. Exodus, Bonded by Blood, and I think Hans was just listening to that like a week or two ago. Mm-hmm. It's a great album, but the title track on my record skips a bit.
Huh.
So I usually just skip it, and I start out with the title track, Exodus.
Bit.
Exodus. It's weird because their album's called Exodus, Bonded by Blood. And the first song is called Bonded by Blood, and the second song is called Exodus. And it's not a Bob Marley cover either. Casey Kasem's still missing. Probably.
Yeah,
probably
he
not.
Is.
They might have found him. It's Friday now. I almost forgot.
Hey, you know, I was listening to Homer, Alaska.
Yeah, what'd he say?
He said, I'm known as the end of the road.
Really, if I was a city, that's what I'd say.
I'm also known as the halibut fishing capital city of the world with a population of 5,003.
Well, halibut. Mm-hmm. Halibut that.
The record high was once July.
Are you reading
84
poem?
84 degrees.
Wow.
That's the record high in July.
The record high in July.
The average
degrees.
High temperature in July is 61.
That's fucking pretty warm for Alaska.
No, that's the average high.
Yeah.
For July.
That's pretty warm for Alaska. Usually it's like...
In January, the average high is 30.
That's about normal. I would think the average high would be negative 2.
They only get about 24 inches of precipitation a year, though.
Huh.
And only about 50 inches of snow.
50 inches? Fuck, that's a lot of snow.
Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep.
There's only an average of 37 snowy days.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Snowy days, snowy days.
Snowy days and only 150 rainy days.
Huh. What about ice days?
Icy days, 3.
Just 3 icy days?
Notable people from Homer, Tom Baudette.
Hey, Motel 6. Mm-hmm. He's going to leave the light on for Derek.
Yep. He wrote a whimsical book about Homer, As Far As You Can Go Without a Passport.
Wow. So it's kind of, it really is the end of the road.
Lincoln Brewster, Christian worship musician. You heard that guy?
I don't think so.
Mm. Andy and John Hillstrand from The Deadliest Catch are from Homer.
Well, I would imagine they are.
Yul F. Kilcher.
I will not.
And Jewel.
No, Yule.
Jewel.
No, Yule.
Jewel.
No, Yule. Yule
and,
Brenner.
Tella O'Donnell, Olympic female wrestler.
Many people don't know it, but a famous singer, Jewel, is actually the daughter of Yul Brynner.
What? Jewel Brenner?
Yeah, Jewel Brenner. That's her name, Jewel Brenner. You remember David Brenner?
Who would save her soul?
Remember David Brenner?
Mm-hmm.
He had his own talk show.
He died.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
I got caught up in a Frank Zappa interview rabbit hole on YouTube the other morning when I woke up out of bed. It was pretty intense, but there was a cool interview with David Brenner on his late night talk show. I don't remember what it was called. Late night talk show with David Brenner.
How did you know that she was the daughter of Yule?
I'm kidding. I don't. It's not. Jewel.
Her last name is Kilcher, the same as that Yule Kilcher guy.
Oh, Yule? I thought it was the same as Yul Brynner.
Yul Kilcher. Yul Kilcher was her grandfather. He was
Yul Kilcher, you brought her.
Yep.
Yul Brynner, you brought her.
Yep.
No, I was just making stuff up, bro.
Nope. Nope.
Today we have some more birthdays. Today's birthday is the first guy has 2 first names, and he played in Cream.
Ginger Baker.
That's Jack Bruce. He's 1 year older than George Lucas.
I knew a guy one time, his name was Baker Street.
Dude, really?
Ginger Baker, though, seriously, he has 0 first names, doesn't he?
Yeah. He has a food name and a food name. Oh, he's a double food name. Hi, I'm a baker. I bake ginger. And then George Lucas.
Ah.
It's his fucking birthday. He's a rich dick.
Yep.
And David Byrne, you know him. He's just one of those heads.
Davriel Byrne, yep.
David.
Davriel.
Davriel?
Davriel Byrne. Oh, if they had a kid, it would be Davriel.
Miller's Crossing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, also birthday today, CeCe DeVille.
Oh, CeCe. Chuck Charlie, that's what I call him.
Yeah, Chuck Charlie. Guess how old Chuck Charlie is.
How old is he or how old does he look?
It's his birthday today. How old does he look?
93.
Yes, ding, 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 ding. We have a win.
But he's actually only 48.
Oh, he's 4 years older than that. He's 52.
Yeah, yeah. He's vetted.
Now, someone who is 48 is Mike Inez.
You know Mike Your guy, Inez?
Mike Inez.
My guy, Inez?
You know my guy, Inez.
Yep.
Nez is my guy.
Nez Pierce.
He's totally my guy, Nez. This is my guy, Nez. Mm-hmm. No, my guy, Nez. From Alice in Chains. My guy.
I should change my comedy name to Pierce Nez.
He's my guy. My guy, Nez.
How old is today, he? 43.
He's 48. He's 2 years older than me. And today, dickhead, fucking billionaire, fucking Facebook inventor.
Mark Cuban.
Zuckerberg. Mark Cuban.
He's 18.
He should be. He's 30, but...
Wow.
So he's a multi... Probably billionaire, right?
Mm-hmm.
30 years old, billionaire. He looks like a fucking dweeb. That's all my birthdays. No friends have birthdays today, and those really aren't even celebrities, but I just knew we wouldn't have enough stuff to talk about. So I...
Certainly.
Wanted to hear Paul McCartney. That's actually Fall. This is a remake of the birthday song, featuring Paul McCartney, Johan Lennon, Ringo Starr, and Jorge Harrison. You know Jorge Harrison?
Jorge Harrison.
Jorge Harrison.
Yep.
Did you know?
That guy was stabbed and he still lived.
I know. You know why he got stabbed? Because they were
about
to... Because
they wanted money.
Because they were going to tell him that Fall was actually not Paul.
What?
That's what that
movie
says.
He was stabbed as many times as 50 Cent was shot.
9 times?
Yep.
In the back? Ming?
Ming.
I was out in my yard today.
Yep.
Because I don't know if you guys
yarding
know.
Around.
But it's 90 degrees today. It's 87 right now. If you look
90
at your,
degrees.
If you look at your thing, it's called a thermometer.
Degrees.
It's 87 degrees. I was out. Okay, my weed whacker's busted.
Uh-huh. So you
my
can't whack weeds.
My lawnmower's busted. Can't mow lawns.
What?
Yeah.
So how do you got to cut grass? Scissors?
I got a jungle. I used a machete
Skizzers?
Today. I used a machete today.
Wow. And then do you just put it all in a pile and burn it?
No, but now listen. My nose is plugged up.
Allergies, dude.
I know. I think
I've
you're
been
right
rolling
all these
up for
years.
Years.
Yep, I think you're right. And you know what's weird? I think that our 300th show is going to coincide with our 2-year anniversary.
Wow. You know what's even weirder? Chuck Berry did molest those girls.
He did?
Yep.
He also set up cameras in the bathrooms of his restaurants to watch girls pee.
Yep.
And he also peed on a girl in a motel. On video.
You know what the biggest seller was at his restaurant?
Peas and ham?
A berry salad.
Oh, I thought it was split pea.
The Chuck steak.
Chuck steak. Oh, my God. How about them Blazers? I can't believe they finally got beat.
Did they lose that fourth game?
Yeah, totally.
They were down 3-0 last I heard.
Yeah, I think they lost on Monday. Hmm. But I don't know because it's still Monday. I'm caught in a vortex, you guys.
I don't know. Have you been keeping up with the ESPN?
Espen?
Have you been keeping up with
no,
sports?
I have.
You watch SportsCenter 3 times a day?
The closest thing I watched to a sports program was the Sklar Brothers' new comedy special, which had a pregame.
And how much of that was about comedy?
That was mostly not about sports, amazingly
Isn't
enough.
Their act kind of weird?
They finish each other's sandwiches.
I know. It's
and
weird.
Then they'll say the same punchline like 3 times, and then they'll do, like, I can't remember the term for it, but when you do a joke and then you come up with like 4 punchlines for it,
uh-huh.
And then they'll go back and forth and then nail the punchline together. It's like
yeah.
They're a married couple almost, but they're just like a Jewish couple of faggy brothers.
They used to listen to our, they used to guest host the Rome show sometimes.
Really?
The Jim Rome show, because they're about sports, you know.
For sure.
And they, you know, comedy.
They got
show.
Scarborough County, which is mostly
yeah.
sports stuff.
Which is an Earwolf cast.
Yep.
And it, but, yeah. I like those guys. Those guys are funny, mm-hmm. even on the sports side. But did you watch the NFL draft?
No, but I saw people posting about it.
What were they posting?
Up. They were posting up. It was like a basketball game. They they post up and then they cherry picking.
Uh-huh.
I'm just using sports terms that I've heard in conversations, and I don't know.
That one guy, that one gay guy, got picked.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
For football?
Mm-hmm.
They picked a gay guy.
Mm-hmm. But he was almost last. He got picked like 250th.
Because gay guys always finish last.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wait, that's nice guys. Sorry, but most gay guys are pretty nice.
Some people say he was the best defensive player in the draft. But he goes the 250th pick because he's gay.
He was like the LeVar Burton of football.
Is LeVar Burton gay?
No, but he's black and he's
He can read a rainbow.
He can, and he can fly a spaceship.
Why don't you go read a rainbow?
And then go put a fucking thing across your eyes and fly a spaceship around. And then get caught by a fucking white guy where you get sold to a bunch of other white guys and then they whip you until you say your name's Toby.
What was your favorite episode of Rainbow, Reading Rainbow?
You know what? I was too stoned to watch Reading Rainbow. Did that come out in the late 70s?
It came out in 1983.
Dude, I was 15. You think I'm watching Reading Rainbow? That's why when people told me, I just know that from 3 comedians have a bit about LeVar Burton. You got Gabe Dinger, you got Mike McGowan, and some other guy that I can't remember his name, and they all do a bit about LeVar Burton.
Opening books and opening minds.
No, no, I was more about like that fat hippo, the New Zoo Review. Remember New Zoo Review?
Oh, from the great Space Coaster?
No. From Saturday morning cartoons.
The new what?
New Zoo Review.
The New Zoo Review.
They'd come on right before fucking Ramblin' Rod.
Come on right before Ramblin' Rod.
No, come on right before fucking Ramblin' Rod. Get it straight.
How would they come on Ramblin' Rod?
Because he had so many buttons that it didn't even get on his face.
You know, Chuck Woolery had a bit in that.
In what?
He was on the New Zoo Review.
What?
Yep, Chuck Woolery.
That was before he was on Wheel of Fortune.
That was 72 to 78, dude.
Huh.
Stations usually broadcast the program in the usually early to middle late parliament morning hours when pretty schoolers are watching along with similar shows such as the franchise Ram Bromper Room and Captain Kangaroo. It was a musical comedy format conveyed the concepts of cooperation and guidance for living in contemporary society. Each episode dealt with topics such as moving away, courtesy, bragging, or patience.
Wow.
Yep. There was a frog. Remember the frog?
No, remember, but there was a hippo.
Do you remember Mr. Dingle?
Yeah, he was a berry.
Was he?
Dingleberry.
No. Nope. Mr. Dingle was Chuck Woolery.
What? Wow, I didn't know that. I was too little of a kid to realize.
Hey, Mr. Dingle. How are you today?
Suck on my bunghole. How are you today?
What's his name? Primus song?
Jerry's got a race car driver.
Mr. Dingle was the postman.
He always rang twice.
He did. But no one answered.
No one answered!
You ever watch that movie about the guy who rang twice?
The Postman?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, at the bar the other day, they had the Turner Classic Movie Channel on, and it had the original version of that. Now, I really enjoyed the Jack Nicholson version of that show because it was kind of sultry and sexy, and I was a teenager, and I probably whacked off to that movie before, just to be honest with you. But, yeah, the Postman always rang twice because they fucking killed her husband, and that Jessica Lange chick was pretty hot back in the day. But now she's like that chick from fucking American Horror Story, right? Same girl? Yeah, that's what I thought.
American Horror Story?
Jessica Lange.
Oh, Jessica Longwa?
Yeah, she was in the Postman always rang twice. She fucked Jack Nicholson in that shit. She fucked him in that shit.
There you go. You remember those guys?
I do. See, it is a hippo and a frog. And who was Dingle, the bear?
No, Dingle's the postman. Is that Mr. Dingle?
I guess. I didn't know. That's Chuck Woolery?
Yep, Mr. Dingle Chuck Woolery.
We'll be back in 2 and 2.
Dude, he was back in 2 and 2 most of the time until the commercial started running long, and now when you try to watch him on Hulu.
Who what?
Hulu.
Hulu who?
Hulu.
I tell me, who are you? Hulu.
Is that him?
No, that's Speedy McFeely. Or Mr. McFeely from the... Speedy McFeely. Mr. McFeely from the fucking Mr. Rogers Neighborhood, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
You're showing me a picture and ask me if that's Mr. fucking...
Is that Chuck Woolery?
No.
It is Chuck Woolery.
No, it's not.
It says Chuck Woolery.
It does, but that's not. That's fucking Mr. McFeely. Speedy Delivery. Which that McFeely is actually Mr. Rogers' grandfather's maiden name or grandmother's maiden name or some shit.
Why was he always taking his shirt off?
McFeely?
No.
Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
He was taking his jacket off and putting on a sweater and taking his outdoor shoes on and putting some indoor shoes on, loafers on, you know.
He was Edward Feely.
That's Chuck Woolery too?
Mm-hmm.
What?
I know, I just blew your apple.
There's no way, dude.
Yep, Chuck Woolery.
Was Ed McFeely?
Well, he was the host of Lingo.
He's fucking the... He was also the originator of fucking Wheel of Fortune.
Yep, and he was also on Tattletales, and he was also
Car
on
Charks.
The $1.98 Beauty Show.
Okay.
Love Connection, Scrabble. Playboy Playmates Playoff, and Lingo.
Go Chuck.
Yep. And Chuck he was on Roy. Melrose Place for a couple episodes.
As himself.
He was on Chips, and he was Mr. Dingle on News. He was the Toothless Mailman.
So he played two kids show mailmen? God, talk about being stereotyped. Typecast. Yeah. He's Mr. McFeely.
No, I don't know if he was on that one show. I think he was just the one show.
Okay.
He was Mr. One Show.
Hello and welcome to It's a One Show. I am Chuck McFeely, a.k.a. Woolery. We'll be back at 2 and 2.
2 and 2 together.
So what are you telling me? There was no
was
love
he back
connection.
In 4?
2 minutes and 2 seconds.
So he's back in 4.
No, no. He was back in 2 minutes and 2 seconds. Not 2 minutes and 2 minutes.
Chuck Woolery had a single Painted Ladies. Remember that one?
He's a singer, too?
Yeah. In 1977, he had a single called Painted Lady and another single that didn't chart, Take Her Down, Boys.
We're going to listen to that on Friday.
Take Her Down, Boys.
I'm going to Wheel of Fortune. Take Her Down, Boys.
Yep. Take Her Down, Boys did not chart, though.
And since that didn't chart, I think I'm going to go in a different direction. Let's try game show host. Yes, we'll be a game show host for the next 25 years. Alrighty, 35 years, whatever. Hey, you guys.
What?
Go to pizzanow.com.
You should, man. Pizza Now is delicious. What's that number?
9280900. And the Pizza Now is a dash. Pizza Dash Now.
Pizza Dash Now, but it's really great.
It's a deep dash.
It's a deep dash.
You can get your pizzas boop, deep dashed for just $3. Boop, boop, doop. Boop, boop, doop, doop. They got the Roadhouse Patrick Swayze pizza going on this month. Which is
dude,
awesome.
That stuff is delicious. You got ground sirloin on there with the barbecue sauce, and that just brings up the summer like you never know. Because, oh, it just melts, and it's like you can taste the sirloin difference in the beef.
Especially with a nice cold beer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got Patrick Swayze sweating on your neck.
Yep.
That's weird. Hey, go to tagcastpodcast.com
mm-hmm.
and check it out. Give us a dollar. Go to Amazon. Do some shopping. Visit TerryGile.com. Visit DudesChillin.com.
Yeah.
Visit Zappacast.com. So one of these weeks we're going to do a new show, but I don't know when. I've been getting ramped up for it, though. Hope you guys are getting ramped up for it, too.
Ramp it up.
They used to say that to me as a corporate term when I worked at Country Coach.
Ramp it up.
We would be ramping up our production. When like next week we're going to make 10 coaches a week instead of 8, so we got to ramp up our production.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how are we ramping it up? What does that even mean? How do you ramp up production?
Well, it means that you're gonna go higher, but you're gonna go slower.
Slow up an incline.
Yep, slowly up the incline.
Now, the next thing you know, you're making 10 coaches a week. We're ramping up.
Yep.
So, if you want to ramp it up, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening on a Wednesday, you guys. I'm gonna try to get rid of these allergies.
Yes. Allergies.
And, I'll do some plugs this week, so you've probably heard those on Monday already.
Yep.
It's been a couple weeks.
We'll
see you on Friday. Since my nose is plugged, I might as well do some plugs. Hello, Taggets, and welcome to another holiday in Berlin for Blown. Makes no sense whatsoever. This is plugs. I'm telling you about some shows and stuff that's going on, so you can go do them. Open mic comedy is happening all around you in Eugene and Salem. And different places, especially in Portland. I don't even get into that because there's like an open mic every night in Portland. But every other Monday, there's Donk Gong Comedy at Taylor's in Eugene, 13th and Kincaid. It has moved to 8 p.m., so it's earlier, not so late for you Monday nighters. It's a free thing, and you sign up about 8 or 7:30, and you tell jokes about 8. Anyway, Tuesday, every Tuesday at the Capital City Theater with Jared Richard, it's the open mic night there, and that's at 210 Liberty Street up in Salem. 8 p.m. show. Sign up around 7:30, and it's like $4 or $5 unless you're performing, and then it's free. And Mac Chase has the Tiny Tavern open mic every Wednesday at 4th and Blair in Eugene, 9:30 sign up time. That's another free show. And the Green Room on Thursdays, 7:10 Willamette with your host Max Brockman. That's an 8 p.m. thing, and it's also free. Some comedy shows coming to the area here in Albany at the Riley's Billiards and Bar and Grillyards, whatever you call it. It's this weekend. Saturday, May 17th, it's the Oregon's Last Comedian Standing Showcase with people like Scoot Herring, Jake Woodmansey, and Juan Knutson. And there's some other people. I think I'll be going to that. I'll just be hanging out, watching, and laughing. So come down to that if you'd like. I think it's $10 at the door or something like that. Then May 23rd, I will be at the Capital City Theater for a showcase in Salem. That's on a Friday night. It'll be hosted by Jared Richard, and there'll be plenty of other comics making you laugh as well. We'll give you more information on that as it becomes available. May 30th is the Grand Slam Comedy Show number 7 at Denny's in Albany, 3435 Spicer Drive, right off there, exit 233 off of I-5. This month brings you fellow podcasters John Washington with his podcast, John Reads the Paper, and Dan Weber, also from Portland, who has a podcast called Reading the Bible with Dan. Andy McDonald and Daniel Caceres will also be telling jokes at this event, and I will be hosting the show. It starts around 9 o'clock. It's free, and it's 21 and over, because it's a lounge at Denny's. You can give a $5 donation if you think we're funny. If you laugh, you have to pay. No, it's voluntary, but we'd like to pay the comics that come down from Portland and up from Eugene, so help us out. The next night, Saturday, May 31st, it's Bleepin' Funny at Sam Bond's Garage in Eugene, back down at the Whitaker District there, 407 Blair Boulevard. It's a free show. It's all ages, even though it's at a bar, because it's early, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. It should be a great show. June 7th, Michael Ian Black at the Hawthorne Theater, who was recently on the Mark Maron Show. Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 the day of the show. Here's some music shows coming up to Portland and the areas. May 19th, Ron Keel from Keel and Frank Hannon from Tesla together again for the first time ever at the Tonic Lounge up in Portland. Also a dude from Band. Like, those are dudes from bands. May 22nd, from 7 Seconds, it's Kevin Seconds. Friend of mine, Bobby Jordan from California, said definitely go check out Kevin Seconds. It's not just like some punk guy banging away on acoustic guitar. He's actually good and writes some good acoustic, folky type songs. So go check out Kevin Seconds at the Hawthorne Theater. It's $10 for that show. May 24th, World of Lies with Victims of Internal Decay, Spawn, Hyborian Rage, and War Crank at the Ash Street Saloon. $5 for advance tickets. $7 at the door. May 28th, it's Black Flag at the Hawthorne Theater. $20 in advance, $25 at the door. June 6th, it's Alvin Palooza number 3. This year, it's going to be in Lebanon at the Elks Lodge there, 633 Park Avenue. Splintered Throne featuring Jason Moser will be playing. Summer Soundtrack will be there. Victims of Internal Decay as well. And some other bands that I can't remember right now, but we'll get you more information on that as it becomes available to my brain. King Buzzo from the Melvins will be doing a solo acoustic tour this summer, and he will be stopping at the Hawthorne Theater on June 18th. That's $12 in advance and $15 at the door. You should go check that out, because King Buzzo is cool. Guitar shredder extraordinaire Yngwie Malmsteen is coming to Tonic Lounge on June 27th. He will not be at the Guitars Under the Stars, but there's going to be a lot of shredders out there, too. July 7th, it's Cannibal Corpse and Suicide Silence at the Hawthorne Theater for $17 advance tickets, $20 at the door. And I think it's August 8th through the 11th there out at Lake Cheadle Park in Lebanon for Guitars Under the Stars with bands like Floater, Ed to Shred, Bruce Boulay, Jennifer Batten, Tony McAlpine. All shredders, except for the Pat Travers Band. He's not quite a shredder, but he'll be there, too. And then way down the line, September 26th through the 28th, it's September, that's what I said, Sickness in September, 3 days, 30 bands. Void will be playing on the Friday, which is the 26th, with Wehrmacht, Dead Conspiracy, Spawn, and about 6 other bands. So I think that's everything for you guys. I hope that show doesn't get canceled, because that's going to be a hoot, opening for the classic Wehrmacht and Dead Conspiracy. Mark your calendars now, Friday, September 26th. Okay, guys, thanks for listening. This will be your plugs for the next couple weeks. So why do you keep listening? Just kidding. Get back to the TagCast podcast by listening to us on our website, tagcastpodcast.com. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes, because we haven't said that for a long time. We'll see you guys next time. Peace out.